from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
By the way, we can jump into that. And first of all, our guy Anthony Slater, I think, is top-notch. He doesn't put the headline on the stories. And in fact, the story wasn't...
Okay, hold on, partner. Is that how it goes? I thought a rapper writes his song and then he names the song. Or any songstress, they write it and they title it.
Did you say rap?
Yeah.
Yeah, Anthony Slater's not in the rap game.
Whitney Houston?
Right, he doesn't rap, Anthony Slater.
Sing?
He's a journalist.
He sings? So you're telling me somebody, the writer writes the article, but somebody titles it.
That's correct.
Oh, I never.
Yeah. They have an editor.
Yeah.
I don't know why that bothers me, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like all of Steiny's amazing pieces that he won awards for. Yeah, he didn't name any of them.
Right. Except my blog.
So did you ever have a problem with?
Yes, of course.
With what he was, like, yeah. That's what you got out of that? Why would you title it that?
Yeah. I've had
wow.
those occasionally.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
I learn something new every day.
Wow, dude.
Anyway, this is important. I don't want to, like, I'll just give you my answer. It's not a shot at Slater because he didn't write this headline. But we've heard this before.
All right.
Is the Warriors front office failing Steph Curry? Is the Warriors front office.
We've talked about it.
Exactly.
Right, so, I mean, Stein, that's a real question. And I think, let's be honest here, Steph has not exercised that, what, $61, $62 million extension he can get. It's quiet on the set right now, but we've talked about this ad nauseum about, is Curry looking around like, has the front office done enough? And you just talked about it. If he believes they were all in on PG and they were all in on Utah and those two teams weren't willing to participate, I think Lacup and Dunleavy look good to Steph as far as you tried. So I think that's a fair headline because I think that's the title of the jam in regard to Steph and his future here. Are they doing enough to make him happy?
And as far as the question goes, to me, the answer is a resounding no. Is the Warriors front office failing Steph Curry? No, they're not failing Steph Curry. They never have failed Steph Curry. But to me, the more interesting aspect of it is what Slater got into, and that is Steph Curry right now, and I want to know what Warrior, because this is what it's all about. Steph Curry right now is eligible for a one-year contract extension. We could turn on the internet tomorrow and say, Steph Curry is now under contract for 2026, 2027 for $63 million.
Man.
Mike Dunleavy was asked about the extension, and he essentially said, yeah, whatever Steph wants, he'll probably get, or something like that. Yeah, whatever Steph wants. So what Slater said is that depending.
That was so, it's not just me, man. That's great.
It's live radio.
It'll be better when you hear it again, too, when we come back.
Point is, Slater believes that that will be the first window into what Steph Curry is thinking. He's got between now and October 21st to sign a one-year extension in 2026, 2027. To my way of thinking, feel free to disagree at 888-957-9570. If I'm Steph Curry, I want that money.
Oh, my.
I want it yesterday.
We said the 7th, you and I, months ago.
So he's been at the Olympics. He's now taking some time off from basketball altogether, according to sort people. And so,
what's there to think about? Steiner, you have a phone.
My point is, if he doesn't sign an extension by October 21st, Slater's suggesting, and I would agree, that that would be the first sign that Steph is holding the organization's feet to the fire. If he doesn't sign a one-year extension in the next 2 months.
But wouldn't that be a gamble? And I love the chef. And you know I'm different than a lot of people. I still think he has a lot left. We just saw it. But Steiny, I'm asking you, and I mean, how attractive is a 38-year-old Steph Curry? Is he, you know what I mean? Now we're getting later and later in his career, and it's all chef on mine all day, every day. But why wouldn't Steph take that, like you said, yesterday, and because he won't be attracted to other teams?
To me, there's only one reason why he wouldn't, and that is because he could leave earlier,
man,
if he doesn't do,
man,
it under a certain scenario. In other words, the reason he wouldn't take that extension is because if at the trading deadline,
man,
the Warriors are 25 and 35 and 20 and 30, he knows that the organization knows he could walk at the end of the next year. It makes perfect sense to me. It would be one way. Now, I happen to believe that if Steph Curry signed that contract today, 3 weeks from now, he could say, yeah, you know what, I still want out. And they have to deal with it.
Right.
But I agree. I can't think of, and Warrior fans, I don't know how you feel about it.
60-plus mil.
Why would Steph Curry not sign a contract for more money than he's ever made in his career when he's 38 years old? It feels illogical why he wouldn't do that.
I'm totally with you,
man.
The
only reason I can conceive of, and maybe that's twofold. One is because he can hold the Warriors' feet to the fire a little bit. And maybe the other way, or the other reason would be, and he's also maybe given the Warriors a sliver of flexibility because he's only got 2 years left rather than three. Though again, I'm not convinced that three would be a negative if you're another team.
But he's betting on himself that at 38, Steiny, he'll still be that attractive as he is now.
Yes.
Wow. And I'm not saying he's not, but boy, we see what LeBron is at 40, so I don't know why. Oh my gosh, man. And 60 plus million? Steiny, I would have did that thing yesterday. I would have did it before the plane touched back from Paris.
Yeah. So I wonder, you know, and I'll explain it again because it's not the easiest thing to understand, but I wonder what Warrior fans think of that. Again, why wouldn't I'm not reading anything into it. Let's just put it out there. But Slater's suggesting that if Steph Curry, that depending on what he does, whether he signs the one-year extension or not, that it will be a, it could be a signal as to what may be coming down the pike. And I kind of think he's right. I think if the offseason comes and goes and Steph Curry did not sign that one-year extension,
he's got you on notice.
Why? Maybe because he views it as a little piece of leverage where he can tell the team, let's say at the trading deadline this year, you know what? We're 10 under 500. It's probably not going to get much better next year. Why don't you go ahead and move me? See if you can get this thing up and running after I leave. And the team that trades for me will have the 30 games after the deadline and then all of the following year. So if you're a team that acquires Steph Curry, you're going to get him for a year and 30 games. I don't know.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.